We're listening to Kamaka Kehau Fernandez, African-American, adopted and raised in Olelo, Hawaii on Maui. We'll catch up with him real soon. But first, a spin through our theater scene. We've got theaters and acting groups all across the islands, and summer productions are normally a huge part of life for a lot of families. This year, it's a little different. For example, at Honolulu's historic Hawaii Theater, education programs are off, and there hasn't been a performance since February. They're looking at $100,000 a month in electricity, insurance, and other expenses, with almost zero revenue. Greg Dunn, president and CEO of Hawaii Theater Center, says they got PPP funding that lasted 6 weeks, but the staff of 49 is now down to 4. They have developed online content to stay in touch with audience, and they have a lot more ideas, but there is one problem.
As we're all looking to how to make it work, the one component that's missing is the funding to get it off the ground. The Community Foundation has been very clear with us that they're not funding the arts right now. The things we've done initially have all been through the generosity and the talents of the crew members that we've worked with. They've all come together and they volunteered their time and their talent to build something really spectacular with the streaming concert series that we've started. But they didn't get paid. The concerts we've put out have been on a donation basis, where each of the concerts would bring in anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a piece. But the production cost is about $15,000. So there's a significant gap.
So, Greg, I mean, movie theaters are going to be opening. Why wouldn't Hawaii Theater open?
Well, according to the COVID-19 task force, they considered the historic Hawaii Theater as a large concert and performing arts venue and not a movie theater. So consequently, they had no plans to allow us to reopen at this time, period. Here's the thing is, we can talk about the date when they can open, but then there's an economic reality. If we use the entire auditorium and then spaced people out with one empty row and 6 feet in between the couples and foursomes from one family, we've done the modeling and it brings our capacity down to around 450. How do you make a performance viable under a model that assumed that you would be able to have 1,000 or 1,400 people?
That is the question. Greg Dunn emphasizes Hawaii Theater is an independent nonprofit, no government funds for operations, and they've just partnered with the Hawaii Symphony for future projects. Now, movie theaters, bars, and other venues on Oahu are reopening today. In Chinatown, check the sidewalk bistro dining. Go Fet. Social distancing still required, of course. What's happening in the movie theaters? Well, Consolidated says they're considering reopening in July to coincide with some new releases. Right now, they're figuring out safety protocols and training their teams. At Manoa Valley Theater, Executive Director Kip Wilburn says they're rolling with MVT Live interviews on Fridays at 4 on Facebook. It's time to catch up with theater friends and meet new ones. MVT is planning their season opener for September 3rd. It's the award-winning play, Desperate Measures. On Hawaii Island, up Waimea, the handsome Kahilu Theater is looking at changes. Executive Director Deb Goodwin will be leaving at the end of June. A longtime Waimea resident, Goodwin was instrumental in writing the Kahilu after it went dark to regroup in 2012. Goodwin says back then, their amazing community managed to pitch in and retire a $200,000 plus debt in one night at Merriman's. Support for the Kahilu is still strong.
We were optimistically thinking we could do something in the fall. We've looked at some outdoor venues that are around. I wanted it to be in front of the theater, do a little drive-up concert, like a movie theater, drive-in movie. But our weather here, we've had a lot of horizontal rain lately, so probably going down to a drier climate. Talk story with artists, some digital, you know, like a lot of organizations are doing. But again, just really taking this time to put our house in order, make sure our building is the best she can be, and just really hope. I mean, because everyone wants to come back in. I mean, everybody would much rather be in that theater than watching anything on a screen.
Deb Goodwin is executive director at Waimea's Kahilu Theater until the end of June. She's not leaving town. She's simply moving to another project.
Perdido, I looked for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero.
You're listening to the much-loved and missed Azure McCall. She's been entertaining abroad. We're taking a look at theaters now, and back in Honolulu, Venerable Diamond Head Theater saw its staff go from 17 to 2 to now 7 as they begin to climb back. Executive Director Dina Dre says they're hoping to run a summer program maybe late July and may do an outdoor event on their lovely campus in October. Downtown at Kumukahua, Donna Blanchard, the managing director, says they got PPP and various CARES Act funding. They're hunkering down there. This is their 50th anniversary season, just brimming with new plays commissioned years ago for this event. They had planned to offer the full season free of charge, but are now wondering how to stage it at all.
The issue that we run into is sound, and specifically for us, Kumukuhua is an intimate theater. You can hear the actors breathe. You know, you hear a sigh on our stage. Our playwrights write for that intimate experience. We want to maintain that experience somehow. So that's why we've been exploring something on the order of like a silent disco. We've figured out that we can do that via an FM signal. You can bring your own transistor radio and your own earphones and your own lawn chair, so you're not sharing surfaces with anyone. And then the actors would all have lavalier microphones attached to them. So you're going to hear a sigh or a gasp in that same intimate way. If we can utilize that technology, that makes it possible to use something like the shell, a much bigger space.
Wow, that's a terrific possibility there. And your yard is fantastic. It's a wonderful space. So what would be the first production?
We're actually doing something a little fun next weekend with the folks you meet at Long's, Lee Cataluna's show. We're doing a competition among actors who have played some of the most beloved roles in the show, and it's actually a mini fundraiser for the theater as well. We are hoping that we're going to be able to open the conversion of Ka'ahumanu in an outdoor space somewhere on July 16th using this FM signal. It's funny how things change every week around here, but we're looking at the cost of the transistor radios because not everyone has one of those. I have my little HPR wind up. We're looking at that, and we're also looking at how there's one piece of this puzzle that I know a lot of people aren't talking about and maybe not recognizing, but I've heard that there are some organizations that are opening their doors, but they're not opening their bathrooms. It's a different scenario for germs. So we're trying to figure out that piece of the puzzle as well. We surveyed our audiences a couple of weeks ago, and about a third of them are uncomfortable with viewing a show in a public space at all, even if it's outside. And about 20% of them answered, I don't know. And it's completely understandable that none of us really know how comfortable we're going to be in a scenario until it's time to walk out the door and you feel that burning in your gut that says, oh, maybe I'm not comfortable with this. We're probably going to go into the hole this year, and we're willing to do that as long as the hole doesn't get too deep.
Mm-hmm. Check Instagram for Kumukahua's new plans for folks you meet at Long's. Lee Cataluna's killer send-up of us and what we do. Kumu just announced a new partnership, too, the Reset Theater Coalition, to inspire a reset in American culture. Now, one last note about the actors group, TAG, a small, spunky theater headquartered at Dole Cannery. They've done the modeling for social distancing, and they're looking at audiences of 15 to 20 when they reopen. They're shooting for August 14th with Kimberly Akimbo, about a 16-year-old with an aging disease. TAG has consistently offered alternative theater experiences, including important African-American plays.